Recorded Books presents Night Watch by Linda Fairstein, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt. The author opens with the following lines by W. H. Auden. Evil is unspectacular and always human, and shares our bed and eats at our own table. And now, Night Watch.
Chapter 1. Bones. Human bones, the length of a man's thigh. I stopped short at the sight of more than a dozen of them, stacked like a cord of firewood, just steps in front of me. I paused to catch my breath before heaving my shoulder against the thick wooden door for the third time. The sturdy threshold, reinforced with rust-covered strips of wrought iron, had withheld assaults by barbarian invaders throughout centuries, so I didn't have much hope that it would yield to my slender frame. The cobblestone alleyway that led back up a steep incline to the center of town was dark, except for a sliver of light that sliced through it like a laser from the 2 o'clock angle of the waning crescent moon. "It's some kind of sick joke, Gaspar," I raised my voice as I addressed the perpetually drooling basset hound that was probably sleeping soundly just inside. There was no one else around to hear me, and I was trying to stay calm, though staring at this cache of skeletal remains. There were no bones here when I left the house for dinner. I was dead-ended outside the entrance to the grounds of the ancient mill, a medieval moulin that Luc Roget had converted into his home on a hillside.